You've heard the expression, you don't fatten a pig by weighing it. But if you survey enough of them, you might get a better idea of what they like to eat. Federal employee engagement has been also studied extensively through OPM's annual Viewpoint Survey. Now, the Merit Systems Protection Board is embarking on research to look beyond the external factors that affect employee engagement. They want to look inside your head for personal motivators. For details, Julie Osowski, Senior Research Psychologist at the MSPB. Well, this whole topic of employee engagement is something that seems to occupy a lot of agencies, and you tend to think of it in relation to OPM and other outside groups that analyze their Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. What has the Merit Systems Protection Board found over the years when it comes to employee engagement?
The Merit Systems Protection Board has been collecting and analyzing data on factors relevant to engagement for about 10 years now, and we've learned a lot of great things, got some valuable insights, and we've shared these in several published reports. You can download all of them from our website free of charge. I'd like to talk briefly about three of them. In 2008, our report, The Power of Federal Employee Engagement, we defined engagement as a heightened connection that employees experience with their work, their organization, or the people that they work with. It's more than basic job satisfaction or, you know, basic contentment with the job. It includes this rich personal sense of emotional and cognitive attachment to what you're doing or the people you work with that inspires you to really give your all and put forth what people call discretionary effort. This report also talked about six drivers of engagement, and that includes having pride in what you're doing, your work, and also in your agency, and perceptions that your agency is really successful, being satisfied with your leaders and with your rewards and recognition for your work, having the opportunity to really use your skills and perform, but also to develop, and having a positive work environment as well where you feel respected and as if your opinions have value.
That sounds like something that management can only have so much control over. A lot of it sounds like it would be internally generated by the work, by your love of the work, and by the kind of person you are.
This segues into our current study, which is looking to get more at those person factors that you're describing. We feel like in the past, there's been a lot of emphasis on these more situationally based factors, things in the environment that employees are exposed to that they don't really have much control over. Whereas the reality is employees are living, breathing people. You know, they come to the work bringing personal characteristics and desires. And so our current study is looking to try to get a better handle on what are these personal characteristics. And basically, they're the kinds of things that make the work experience meaningful for people, things such as helping them do work that, you know, really resonates with their goals, their aspirations, impact that they want to achieve, things that they're deeply drawn to or passionate about, maybe some purposes or callings that they want to pursue. Also, another aspect of whether the work experience is meaningful is whether it gives them the opportunity to offer their personal value, like apply their talent, use their defining qualities, share their insights.
So basically then the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey asks about factors that are external, such as if Congress is bashing federal employees or if the public, there are stories about bad bureaucrats, this kind of thing, or whether they have a crummy boss. And you're trying to get with this new survey that MSPB is going to launch at what's inside their heads.
Correct. And you know, OPM isn't the only one who focuses mostly on external drivers, if you will. Basically, that's the kinds of questions you see on most agency engagement surveys. Actually, the initial index that we developed back in 2008 focused mostly on these external factors. And I mean, don't get me wrong, these things are very important. They're definitely necessary, and they're things that managers and agencies tend to have control over, which makes them attractive. But focusing exclusively on them, like I said, runs the risk of forgetting that you've got real people here who are thinking, feeling, breathing, and, you know, want to bring themselves, bring things to the work environment.
We're speaking with Julie Osowski, Senior Research Psychologist at the Merit Systems Protection Board. And so what are examples of the kinds of questions that you could even ask someone to get at that kind of internal factor?
Well, kind of connected to those themes I discussed just a couple of minutes ago, you know, trying to get at, you know, do they have personal purposes or callings that they're looking to pursue? Are they looking to achieve a certain impact through their work? Do they have aspirations that they're looking to pursue through their work? Does their work fit with who they are and, you know, allow them to really use their defining qualities? those are the kinds of things we're looking to measure with some survey items on our upcoming survey.
So I'm trying to map how this process of the internal factors maps against the FEVS scores. When some agencies are always or consistently high, like NASA, and some are consistently low in engagement scores, like Homeland Security, that would seem to say that there's something common in the agency or affecting that agency versus what's inside individuals' heads.
Well, certainly it could mean that those particular agencies have, you know, work environment factors that are kind of stable. You know, you measure them year to year and employees' perceptions don't really change much, whether it's perceptions that things are going well or perceptions that things are, you know, not going so well. But the issue is we're not actually measuring whether or not employees are feeling engaged. So what you're measuring with those more situationally based things are the situations, the environment, perceptions of the environment. Another goal of our current study is to actually generate a measure of the engaged state. And what I mean by that is, if I'm engaged, what are the kinds of things I'm feeling? What are the kinds of things I'm thinking? How am I applying myself differently? We're looking to actually have a concrete tool that we can give to federal agencies to say, okay, if I take sitting over there in his chair right now, is he feeling engaged? And having that information will put us in a better position to understand, well, what's driving that feeling? Is it those situationally based things? Or is it more the person-based things? Or is it a combination of things? And we think that by doing this, it'll allow us to give a more holistic picture to agencies of what's really going on with the engagement experience and where they should focus their efforts. Should they focus their efforts more on the situation, on improving these perceptions of these workplace factors like supervisors or performance management, or should they focus more on really trying to connect employees to their jobs and really getting them to align their personal goals, purposes, callings, etc., with the work that they're doing and pursuit of agency goals as well?
So you could have the right people, but they're in the wrong jobs, and maybe shifting that around a little bit could have a big impact on engagement.
Possibly, or again, people could be in a particular job for a more practical reason, such as, you know, paying the bills or supporting the family, and maybe they don't realize how they might be able to connect those deeper, more personal desires and passions with the work that they're doing. So maybe it's just a matter of having a good conversation with their manager to try to see how they can better have their personal and the organizational goals aligned.
So give us the particulars on this survey.
It's going to be a very broad survey covering a range of topics, not just engagement. It's basically going to have two components. One that's more, I guess I'll call it longitudinal in nature, in which we're studying things that we've historically studied to, you know, meet our ongoing mandate to make sure that agencies are adhering to the merit system principles and that they're avoiding the prohibited personal practices. We tend to study those things over and over again. But then we're also studying some things that are more current, like engagement, or also HR workforce readiness and dealing with poor performers.
And will this be sent to the entire federal workforce?
A sample of the federal workforce.
But it will cut across all of the agencies, but just a selected number in each one?
Correct. Another goal of our current study is actually to get at the back end of the engagement equation. So we talked a little bit about drivers, you know, the person factors, the situation factors. And then we talked about that middle component, which is that whole measuring the engaged state. Am I engaged here in my job right now? But why does that matter? Why should agencies care about all that? They care about it because of discretionary effort, this notion of going above and beyond and really going the extra mile in your job, giving your all. We're trying to get a better sense for what that actually looks like. It sounds great in theory, but if I'm a manager, I want to know, what does that behavior look like? So we've come up with some themes about what that could look like in practice, and we're just basically looking to see the extent to which people are, you know, engaging in those kinds of behaviors that everybody says that they do.
And one other point I wanted to get back to with respect to the employee and supervisor relationship. These surveys that have come out, the annual OPM survey, never talks about relations between employee to employee, and I imagine that's probably a factor also.
Yeah, well, great observation. That's actually another area that we're looking to focus on in our current study. And you're 100% right. It seems like most of the emphasis is on perceptions of supervisors. And of course, that's important. But let's face it, in employees' day-to-day interactions, they're mostly dealing with other employees. And so we're looking to see what kind of influence this has on their engagement. For example, is the culture of the work unit giving them a sense of safety? to really be themselves, to really be engaged and give their all? Can they give their true thoughts and feelings about work? Can they speak up about issues or problems or offer a different perspective without worrying about consequences? Do they feel empowered to take risks and be innovative? These are things that are going to be strongly influenced by their immediate work unit and their coworkers and how they perceive they're treated and the meaningful relationships that they have therein.
Julie Osowski is Senior Research Psychologist at the Merit Systems Protection Board. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.